This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. Business process with less process. See what's possible when data and automation come together to help reinvent workflows. Visit Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, January 31st. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Amazon has been stepping up its game when it comes to same-day and one-day shipping, but did it pay off? The company reported its fourth quarter earnings on Thursday. Reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to tell us what we learned. But first, let's check some headlines. IBM announced on Thursday that CEO Ginni Rometty is stepping down. She'll be retiring after a tough 8-year run at the top of the iconic tech company. During that time, she struggled to deliver growth when other tech companies were growing exponentially. Rometty will be replaced by Arvind Krishna. He's the head of the company's cloud and cognitive software division. She'll be formally stepping down on April 6th, but Rometty will serve as chair of the board through the end of the year. The Federal Trade Commission put 19 internet-based phone companies on notice on Thursday for assisting and facilitating robocalls. The crackdown is the latest in a series of increasingly aggressive actions from the FTC to stop the millions of illegal calls ringing phones across the country. IKEA has joined the small group of companies putting privacy front and center. The Swedish home store said it's giving consumers broad new controls over the way it collects and uses their data. Shoppers will now be able to decide if the company can use their IKEA browsing history, purchases, and preferences to recommend products in its app. Customers will also be able to do things like browse in incognito mode and limit how long IKEA can keep their data. And Twitter is rolling out a new feature. The social media company said earlier this week that it's giving users the ability to flag tweets that contain misleading information about voting in the 2020 presidential election. Once a tweet is flagged, Twitter will review it and take it down if it does contain false information. The feature is supposed to stop bad actors who might try to use false information to suppress voter turnout. Twitter says they've already used it during elections last year in India and several European countries. Next up, Amazon reported its fourth quarter earnings on Thursday night. Reporter Sebastian Herrera will break down what you need to know. That's after the break.
This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. On podcasts, you hear a lot about what's possible, but one thing is certain. No business or city achieves their possible alone. That's why Deloitte collaborates with a vast ecosystem of alliances in everything from systems hardware to cloud platforms, data migration to analytics, AI to VR. Collaboration, it's one key way to turn possible into actual. Learn more at Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
Amazon reported its fourth quarter earnings on Thursday. Fourth quarter is a pretty busy time for the company. Obviously, October through December is peak holiday shopping season, and Amazon has been working really hard to edge out its competitors with pretty aggressive one-day and even same-day shipping options. Those fast deliveries may have been free for Prime members, but they come at a pretty steep cost for Amazon. So the question is, did their bet pay off? And what about their other business ventures? Reporter Sebastian Herrera is here to break down their report. Sebastian, thanks so much for joining us. Second time this week.
Yeah, becoming a regular. Thank you for having me.
All right. So big picture, did Amazon meet expectations?
They actually exceeded expectations. So, and that's why their stock jumped 12% after the market closed. They beat what analysts were expecting on profit and on revenue. You know, they had $87.4 billion in revenue, and their profit was $3.3 billion. Both of those numbers, especially on the profit end, exceeded what was expected. So they were able to show that they've really been able to stabilize their profits.
Let's talk about those shipping options. People were really concerned ahead of time because Amazon had put a lot of emphasis on those one-day and same-day deliveries. What was the concern there, and how are they balancing that off?
So there was some concern from investors short term that putting so much into one-day delivery costs, which goes everything into workforce, to leasing more airplanes, to having more vehicles, that all these things cost a lot, and they do. They've been seeing costs go up by 40% every quarter pretty regularly. And so there's some concern there that basically, is this worth it long term? And what Amazon is able to do and say is, well, was it worth it long term when we offered two-day shipping? And the answer to that was yes. So they're betting on doing the same thing, but with one-day delivery, that even though they're going to spend more, that it's going to mean customers are going to be happier. They're going to sign up more for Prime memberships, and that revenue will just keep going up. And then eventually those costs will stabilize and everything basically will work out. And so in this fourth quarter, they were able to show that, you know, they had record holiday sales despite costs going up. And so they were really able to start proving to investors, hey, this is going to be okay. At least that's what they showed in this quarter.
Most of us think of Amazon as an e-commerce site first, but that's not the main driver of its revenue right now. Let's talk about its online advertising business. This is a sector dominated by Google. How did Amazon perform there in the last quarter?
So advertising, besides AWS, their cloud business, is their main growth center because retail, at the end of the day, is a pretty tight margin business. So they did well again in advertising. That went up $4.8 billion in sales, which is a 41% increase. That's pretty much what's been happening as of late. They keep gaining market share from Google on online advertisement. And that, again, continued. And that's really helping to stabilize the costs that they're seeing and really drive up revenues and stabilize profits. So that all in all was a win for them as well.
You mentioned AWS. This is Amazon Web Services. I think this is really one of the areas that consumers know very little about, but it is a major part of Amazon's revenue. Let's talk about that. What can you tell us about Amazon Web Services?
So Amazon Web Services is actually the main profit center for Amazon. So everybody thinks of Amazon as like Amazon.com, but they have this huge cloud business where a lot of companies throughout the world pay Amazon to run their web services. That has continued to grow really fast. It's slowed down a little bit in recent quarters because they are seeing more competition from Microsoft. So there's been a little bit of investor concern about that competition. But when you compare it to just how fast it's growing, like it still grows really fast every quarter. And it's still the biggest cloud services division of anywhere, like they still dominate the market. So I think investors were happy to see that even though the growth slowed a little bit, that slowdown was less than in previous quarters, and it's still growing really fast. And so I think there's still a lot of investor confidence there for the long-term future of AWS.
We talked yesterday about Microsoft's earnings, and cloud computing was really the area they grew in. They beat out AWS for that $10 billion defense contract with the Pentagon. How concerned are they about contracts like that, and what kind of an impact would that have?
There was a lot of worry initially when they lost out on that contract that is worth up to $10 billion. But I think what Amazon has been able to show, especially in this recent quarter, is that they still have a lot of customers. There's a lot of companies that still invest in their web services, and they're kind of tied to AWS. Even though Microsoft has caught up a bit, they're still the biggest in the business. And so, and also they're fighting that decision by the government to award that contract. So they feel like it's still their territory, and they're, you know, fighting hard to keep it. And what they showed again in this quarter, it's just still such a fast growing business, and there's a lot of room to even continue growing.
We've talked on this podcast a lot about Amazon's streaming ambitions. CEO Jeff Bezos has attempted to woo some huge developing markets like in India. So what's next for Amazon? What are they looking forward to now in 2020?
They talked a lot on their earnings call about continuing their one-day delivery initiative. So they're trying to grow that out to just more markets, to more items. Right now it's available on more than 10 million items, but they want to keep growing that to the level that two-day shipping is, which is more than 100 million items. So they focused on that. They focused on continuing to grow AWS. Lately, they've also extended some benefits for grocery. They dropped the Amazon Fresh price to do that. And they said on their earnings call that grocery delivery like doubled between the Q4 in 2018 and Q4 in 2019. So I think they're just focused on continuing to do what they've been doing, which is let's give more benefits to our Prime members. And if we do that, then we'll continue to see more people sign up or stay. They actually noted for the first time since 2018 what their Prime membership is. So in 2018, they had said it for the first time ever, they had said that it's more than 100 million. That was the first time they had ever disclosed that. And on this earnings, they said that that number is now more than 150 million. So that's grown pretty substantially in just a couple of years. So I think they're focused on why they invest is to keep their Prime members, because that really is what drives their customer loyalty. And Prime members are known to buy more things than other shoppers that are just going onto the website that aren't Prime members. So they're pretty focused on that.
So keeping that subscription base high and growing it to give them more and more services and keep them shopping, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Sebastian Herrera, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget, if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. Tech News Briefing is produced by Amanda Llewellyn. I'm your host, Kateri Yoakum. Thanks for listening.